This fellowship this morning is really crucial. What the brother was sharing, it's in the outline, we see this. The most precious service of the priests. It is precious. It's not just some performance. One, we have to see what is really important. When the Lord comes back with his kingdom, now the temple disappeared. Now, this is a temple God wants to build. In Ezekiel, God shows us how his temple should look like. Back then, we spoke in details about it and fellowshipped. And the Lord really opened our eyes to see how wonderful and glorious this temple is. But the burden is this, what we heard this morning. And also, in this time, the Lord makes a difference. He who should serve him. It's not that everyone just, we believe and we all go up. That's what so many think. Oh, it will all be glorious in the heavens. No. This temple will be built on earth. And the Lord and his throne will be established in it. And important to see for us today, also in this time, God makes a difference. He makes a difference who's allowed to serve him and in which way to serve him. And it depends on our faithfulness today. Don't think that today we can just do anything we want and do whatever you want. But like we heard in Psalm 19, if I'm so presumptuous and I can say, oh, why should I serve like you? I can also serve the other way. But it's not about that. It's about what the Lord says how we should serve. Oh, I want to do this. Some people said, John, this is your way. But this is not our way. This way is not simple. I rather prefer to do nothing. Isn't it good when we can serve God in any way we like? But it's not the way it is. That's why Zadok and his sons, they have a special privilege in this time. Because they were faithful before this time came. All the other Levites, they did and do it whatever they wanted. They even helped the people to worship their idols. We serve in Babylon and then you just do what you do in Babylon, but that's not okay. We should exactly know what the Lord wants today. And we have no excuse because it is written. The Lord would tell us, why did you not take my word? It's all written there. But we don't want. We have our own idea. We want to serve as the people likes it. When you speak the truth, they all run away. So we have to say what the people likes. Not what God wants, because when you speak the truth, they will all run away. So we see in this word in Ezekiel, how we serve today is so crucial. Because it will decide what will happen and how we serve him when the Lord comes back. Only the sons of Zadok, they could do the best service when the Lord comes back. And they have the privilege to come near to God and bring His food to Him. What do we do here in the worship? We bring God His food. We do not make a testimony for God, because God will say, I've seen everything you did. It's not about the testimony or about a message. God does not need my message and your message, because the word should come from Him. That's why the service of the New Covenant is not just about giving a message, but it's the ministry of life. If it's not life, if it's not living, it doesn't help. Then we hear the message, we all go home, and it's forgotten. It has no power. It doesn't nourish our inner man and nothing changes. But the most wonderful, we read in Ezekiel 44, as our brother said, they can not only approach God, but they bring the fat and the blood, the food for God they are bringing. What a privilege. Or do you just want to be a guardian at the gate and clean there, but you cannot come close to God? What do you prefer? What do you want to serve like? But when you want to come in, you need a qualification. And this qualification depends on how we serve today. And I think that's why we have to see today. To be a priest is a privilege, dear saints. Don't think it is simple. If we don't serve today as priests, you think then immediately, automatically, you're a priest when He comes back. Ezekiel shows us no. If we do the same thing as we serve the people today as they want, you think it will just be okay when the Lord comes and there won't be difference? No, it is a serious matter. It's not about teaching and understanding what Ezekiel said. The Lord has to open our eyes. Peter said, if we do not see and understand what He says, we are blind and short-sighted. It's possible that we become blind and short-sighted. That's what Peter says. We only see what's in front of our eyes, but we don't see any further. And we have ideas how it's going to be when the Lord comes back. Oh, when He comes back, everything will be wonderful. Who says so? The 10 virgins. 5 are foolish, 5 are wise. When the Lord comes back, it doesn't matter. Foolish and wise, they all go in the wedding. Is that how it is? And then the Lord, in Matthew 25, when they all enter into the wedding, in Matthew 22, He saw one without a wedding dress, and He asked him, friend, how did you get in here? Dear saints, we learn today to bring the best food to God. Not just tell a story. That's why I told you, it's not about a story. It's not about the experience, but it's how we experience Christ in this. How we enjoy Him in this. His humanity, His strength, His will, the power of His resurrection. Of course, everyone knows the Lord resurrected. But Paul wants to know the power of his resurrection. Everyone knows that the Lord is crucified on the cross. But Paul wants to know the fellowship of his sufferings. We cannot even suffer. When the husband or the wife say something small that you don't like, immediately there's noise. Then there's fighting. Fighting and noise in the house. Too often. Because this wonderful sufferings of Christ we do not experience. We have no idea that we have to experience these sufferings. We need them. The Lord has lowered Himself, and we want to be uplifted. We want to be recognized. We want a position in the church. We want an acknowledgement. This is all vanity. We have to see the way we serve today will show you how we will serve later on when the Lord comes back. Praise God. If you don't want to be a priest today, then when the Lord comes back, you will be a priest right away. Do you think it works that way? Ezekiel shows us it's not going to be that way. This is impossible. And everything depends on what happened in the future, depended all on their past, how they were serving before. It all depended on how they served before as a priest. So the way we live today, we serve today, determines how later on the reward will look like. There is a reward. And that proves there are conditions to it. It's a reward. Salvation, you don't need any conditions. Everyone can be saved. It's not by served. It's a gift of God. A gift is different than a reward. What is the difference? Reward. If you work here and you do nothing, you think they will pay you, you will get your reward. The school will tell you, please go home. You don't have to come again. Reward depends how we serve and live today. And you need to appreciate that today we serve as priests. It's not just something that we're doing here in the house of God. It's not that we are better, but it's the grace of God. So let us do it according to His word. It's not so difficult, right? That's why I encourage all the saints to bring the best food to the Father. Best food. Don't tell a story how everything was going. No. But how in our situation we gain Christ. How we apply Christ. Think about this. Be reminded of this. Learn. We're still learning. We're still learning how to bring the food to God. That's why yesterday I looked at all these drawings. This circle back there. This cycle that you see there. At the breaking of the bread, we enjoy Christ as the feast. He's our Passover feast. He's a feast of unleavened bread, feast of first fruit, and the feast of Pentecost, feast of trumpets, feast of reconciliation. When the Lord comes back, there's a feast of tabernacle. Tabernacle. Today we live in palaces, but the Lord wants to live us in booths. That all is only temporary. It's only today. If you have a booth out of leaves, how long will it last? About a week or two, then it's all gone. It means everything is only temporary, time limited. Don't hold on to that, what we have. It's just temporary. It's preliminary. It's just something to have now. It's a tent. Also, Abraham, the father of our faith, he lived in a tent. In a tent, you can move on quickly. When the Lord tells you, tomorrow, go. If you have built a house in the wilderness, how can you move? We should be willing to leave everything. Leave it, follow me. The believers today, why there's so many denominations and groups? Because they think, oh, what we saw now, this is it. We stay here till the Lord comes. That is the right thing to do. But this is not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us, we follow Him wherever He goes. Do we think the Lord has nothing better to show to us? That's why every group stays the same till the Lord comes. They're not willing to leave behind and go on with the Lord. Revelation 14, about the first fruit, it says, those follow the Lamb wherever He goes. I've never saw a lamb just standing there for the whole time. And we the same. We're not standing at the same place the whole time. You always move on in school. You want to stay in school forever? Also in your high school. After high school, you have to leave the high school and go to the university. But don't be an eternal student. Some people like to be eternal students. But I thank the Lord, in Germany there are no more eternal students. It's impossible now. You have to go on. Spiritually, we have to go on. But some say, we will stay here. And we even have a song. We stand here till Jesus comes. But the Lord moves on. Isn't that wonderful? Today we learn to serve as priests. Appreciate that. Because when He comes back, then we will continue to serve Him as priests and have this privilege. We have a privilege. Praise God.